Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You hear Justin Kaufman later in the evening on WGN Radio. He's in our studio. When do you go on the radio normally?
Usually 7 o'clock. 7 to 11.
11.
Yeah. No show tonight because of the Blackhawks.
Blackhawk hockey.
Yeah. Baby!
That's like the promo.
Well, I hope you have a lot more missed shows, but I'm not sure how many more missed shows you're going to have this season,
right?
My friend.
Well, I still hold hope. Mark Carmen says, you know, he thinks they're going to take off and get to the playoffs.
The team has always had streaks, especially late in the season, right. But I think it's too late, and the streak we need is too long. I hope I'm wrong. I was listening to your show last night.
Yes.
I always do. I'm a
big
fan.
It was a good one last
night. Well, what I heard was good. That doesn't surprise anybody. I was listening to, what do you call the segment where you have artists come in and sing?
Studio 435. We do the best live music Chicago has to offer. That's what we do.
How often do you do that?
We do it every Monday night, 10 to 11. We do an hour. They play about four or five songs, and they play live. Bob Ferguson is the engineer who mixes it. Pete Zimmerman, the producer, is the guy who books it. But they're bands from Chicago, and they come in, and it's full on. It's not an acoustic. It's not scaled back.
And it's a hot mix, too. I mean, like, you know, there's no second takes. You guys have got to hit that first note,
exactly.
That first sound well. I guess they could fix it on the way, but you don't want to do that.
Well, what's great about it is when I'm in here in this studio, you can't tell because I can't hear the lyrics because
really?
You've got a drum kit. You've got I mean, but when I'm in here, I love it because it's just so much energy. And the crowd will come on Michigan Avenue and watch through the window.
Yeah, but you don't know exactly
but
how,
I don't know
it
how it sounds
on the radio.
No.
So I'm driving down the road going, oh, this is a high wire act. I know you do this, but I'm telling you, this is tough to do well. And this, so he introduces the band.
Last night was Beach Bunny, which is a Chicago band, all about 21 years old. And
playing
they're indie rock. They're playing at Shubas tomorrow night. They are indie rock power pop. They are a young band from DePaul University.
They're still students. In fact, they said sometimes we get called to do gigs on the road on a Wednesday, and we say, no, we've got class. And I thought,
right. What
a great opportunity for them, getting a great education and yet so in demand that they have to decide schoolwork or band work. So the song that they first performed last night was called February.
Strawberry ice cream, a summer's day. You melt away through the cracks in my fingers. I know that sunburn goes away. The broken words I last heard still linger. Maybe by Monday I'll be okay. Any day's better than February. Sometimes I wonder how life would be. Any day's better than February. But if you called and you asked me to stay, would you give me the world?
Not covering anybody there.
No.
That's their own stuff.
I love
too.
Hearing that. I, you know, I don't usually go back and listen to it. So what I heard was I didn't necessarily hear that. I felt it because the drum kit is right behind my chair, full drum kit, and it just pierces you. And it's awesome. And I always wonder what it sounds like on air. So
but if the
awesome.
Drum was too loud, and normally you can adjust that after a while, but I mean, first note, first vocals was just spot on.
They're
and
good. She's a really strong performer.
That's it. I was impressed with the mix, but I was also, obviously, this is for the band, I was impressed with the music. It sounds like the stuff my son Griffin is always listening to, saying, Dad, listen to this, listen to this. And I always like it, but I never know who they are, and I don't go back and listen often enough. The name of that group is
Beach Bunny.
Beach Bunny.
And they are all over social media, and they talked about that's how they get their gigs, and they are a band that beyond the flyer that you put on the dorm room bulletin board, they've moved all that stuff to social media. The great thing about Studio 435 is diversity. It'll Beach Bunny this week. Last week was the Lowdown Brass Band, which was an eight-piece brass There was a sousaphone in here. But, I mean, you'll have that.
Do you have to tell security when we do that? Just so you know, we're going to bring in a sousaphone.
Diversity in age, diversity in background, diversity in genre. There's jazz, there's blues, there's rock and roll. There's a lot that goes into it, man.
So where are you going to be on a Monday night? Where will you be next Monday night, or the Monday night after that, or the Monday night after that, from 10 to 11? That's what you're hearing on WGN, 7 to 11. You're hearing Justin Kaufman. You're not hearing him tonight because of Blackhawks hockey. So let me just play for you something that I presume you would have made time for were you on the air tonight. This is the president giving a campaign speech last night in Ohio.
No, it's bad energy. You're up there. You've got half the room going totally crazy, wild. They loved everything. They want to do something great for our country. And you have the other side, even on positive news, really positive news like that, they were like death. And un-American. Un-American. Somebody said treasonous. I mean, yeah, I guess why not? You know. Can we call that treason? Why not?
No, nobody said that. That's the beauty. I mean, there's a point in that clip where he says death. That's the end of the statement. He should have ended it right there, because then you're like, yeah, I get it. They were being cold and they weren't giving him anything.
And by the way, Democrats did get a lot of bad, as much as the other party always gets ridiculed or criticized for not standing up enough or having those sad faces, Democrats got really beat up on Trump's speech.
I honestly think that is an overblown tactic by the parties to not stand and clap. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Right. If Nancy had done this, it would not have ruined her reputation as a Democrat. Right. We know.
Exactly.
We know.
We get it. We get it. You're a Democrat. We get
But you're also an American, and he's the president. And I know he says terrible things about you, but I'd prefer that you be the adult in the room if he's not.
Yeah. And listening to him say that, though, the idea that you would go to un-American or treasonous when the party that you represent has done this, did the same thing. Just all you have to do is go back and look at the tape from 7 years of Barack Obama doing
State
of the Union.
Does he not know that's how that game gets
played? I know.
Played?
But he loves to stoke the flame. He loves the headline. I mean, this is a headline instead of Russia investigates Trump. I mean, this is an opportunity for him to play the distraction.
But the headline's become treason, and he's joking about treason repeating it about somebody else saying it. But he was stone-faced when he said that's un-American. And in fact, you could argue much more easily it's the essence of American.
Yeah, I just wonder, when he goes off script or wants to milk the audience for more, and he was speaking in front of a rally, right, or where he was last night at a conference. But the point being that he gets his point across, but then he didn't get enough. So he oomps and he takes it a little bit further. So that's where he goes, it was un-American. Some say treasonous. Did I get your attention now? Is everyone paying attention?
Right,
and
it's just
I don't think that he means that, but at the same time, he said it. He's the president. You have to recognize, being the leader of the free world, when you say a word, people hang on.
You're on tomorrow night. What are you doing?
A lot of music. Orbert Davis this week. We've got Dan Navarro from Lowen and Navarro, and Mike Reed, the founder of the Pitchfork Festival.
So, oh, no kidding. Yeah. Do they have their next lineup set yet?
I don't think they do. He's doing something at the symphony with music, and this will be a separate project. But we'll sit down for an hour with him and talk to him about what he thinks about.
Well, when you put your show together, are you always thinking music, even on non-Monday nights?
No.
Are you always thinking, I've got to do Trump or politics every night? How do you?
I would like to do a little bit of news, but I also like to introduce people to Chicagoans that are making a difference and are being artistic. I feel like a lot of times musicians are easy because they express themselves. They put their music out and they're able to actually talk about the lives that they live and their experiences in their environments, and it makes for great radio to talk to musicians about their art because you can listen to the art. So it's always good to have musicians. I think I don't necessarily, it's not a music show, but when we get to the point of talking to interesting people about Chicago,
yeah.
I mean, that's the tagline of the show. It's a show about Chicago starring those who know it well.
Justin Kaufman. Okay, we'll miss you tonight. We'll listen to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, King John.
Yeah, nice to hear you, and what a good show last night. The name of that band again is
Beach Bunny.
By the way, I get a 20 cents on every CD they sell. I don't know if you know that.
No CDs. They're just online. But
I know. God. For every album they sell, the 45s or the 33s.
Right. Every play, every click.
Oh, man. And there's people out there who don't know what a 33 and a 45 are.
You get 0.001 cent for every click.
The man is so old.